My life crossed paths with Paul Hergot back in July of 2011. At that point in time, Stu Tunningley, 74 years of age, part of the West Bank Lions Club, was out on Shannon Lake Road picking up garbage off the roadside, part of the Lions Club's commitment to a cleaner, better, stronger community. And as everybody became outraged and angry at the death of Stu Tunningley, Paul Hergot stepped in to that case, that story, because basically it was learned as time went on that his family was not entitled to compensation. Stu Tunningley, 74, was retired. Stu Tunningley, at 74, was volunteering, and so his family wasn't entitled to any kind of compensation. And Paul Hergot, injury lawyer, was angry about it and basically suggested that the way the law was written and what was going on basically takes the side of death over injury. Anyway, he says changes were needed to the wrongful death legislation in the province, and that was where our conversations started. He's taken it a few steps further since then, and this morning is championing the World Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims. And he wants something like that to happen here. Joins me this morning, Paul Hergot. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Phil. Thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, a bit of a rambling introduction to you, but I guess at the time of Stu Tunningley's death and the ongoing legal conversations that revolved around that, I started to gain some sense of your heart, your concern about social issues. And so you're driving through the whole concept that November the 21st should be a day of remembrance for road traffic victims. Talk to me about how the idea came to you and why you're trying to drive it forward.
Yes, thank you, Phil. And the Stu Tunningley event on Channel Lake Road that I had set up back then had to do with two issues. One was the wrongful death law in the province of British Columbia, which certainly is a problem. More importantly to me, though, was a recognition of the senselessness of that death, that it ought not to have happened. And quite frankly, road traffic casualties are preventable, and we should be able to stop them in our communities. The problem is the magnitude of the problem is absolutely astronomical. We have, in Canada, approximately 6 people per day are dying. In British Columbia, that's a little less than 1 statistically per day. In Cologne, it's 1 every maybe month or 2. But deaths are the tip of the iceberg. For every road traffic death, approximately 240, according to British Columbia statistics, are injured. And many of those injuries are lifelong and never resolve. I learned about a global World Day of Remembrance when doing research in support of a campaign that I have brought forward of One Crash is Too Many. And that research led me to discover that in 2005, the United Nations declared the third Sunday of November to be World Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims. Now, globally, about 4,000 people are killed on roads and hundreds of thousands injured, if you can get your head around that number. And in 2005, the UN encouraged member nations, all nations, to commemorate that day, to bring awareness to it so that we could make a change. Well, the government of Canada burst out of the gates 3 years later in 2008 to declare the Wednesday following the third Sunday of November to be the National Day of Remembrance for Road Crash Victims, which I suggest is a poor use of words. The World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims, I suggest, is better because it would be inclusive of people like Stu Tunningley.
Yeah, but then the Harper government couldn't say that they had an original thought. If they would adopt the World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims as the rest of the world is doing, or as much of the world is doing, driven by road peace, then they couldn't stand up and say that they created because they're basically taking something from somebody else. So, you know.
Could be, and there's politics around it all, but the sad politics of it is that there was no motivation to do anything from 2005 to 2008.
Right. 1 degree right now at the airport, 5 degrees downtown, spending a little time with Paul Hergot from Paul Hergot Law. over in West Kelowna. So you've done research. You discover how astronomical the challenge is, the impact on families, the impact on friends, the millions upon millions of dollars that are directly related. You went knocking on Walter Gray's door.
Right. So this Day of Remembrance, I had never heard of it, and I discovered that it actually is on the books. But being on the books for a Day of Remembrance is useless unless we put some attention to it. And quite frankly, the recognition of this Day of Remembrance in Canada, let alone British Columbia, is pathetic, dismal. So yes, I went to Mayor Gray, and I asked for a proclamation, and he provided one. So he has declared this coming Wednesday, tomorrow, coinciding with the National Day of Remembrance, to be in the city of Kelowna a Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims.
Good on you. It takes one voice that then becomes two, that then becomes three, and I'm going to presume that you're now going to be looking for voices to join yours, but you're also going to look for some sort of, I'm going to presume you're looking for people to come and join you someplace at some time tomorrow, because this will be happening tomorrow.
Yes, and thank you for that intro there, Phil. Yes, we have at 5 o'clock at the Orchard Park Mall shopping center in the parking lot at the corner of Dilworth and Highway 97, which is one of the worst traffic crash incidents in Kelowna. There will be an event. The event will not be long. It'll be maybe a half an hour. We have representatives of the fire and police emergency services will be on hand. And I'm inviting those who have directly suffered the effects of road traffic injuries and deaths, those who might choose to support those people and interested members of the community, those on the front lines and the general public who want to make a change, to come and commemorate that day, and hopefully we can make a change.
So we're talking, I don't know, a candlelight vigil here, or, you know what I mean, are we looking to light the master candle and pass it amongst us, or are we singing a song? I'm not being facetious here. It's one thing to have a group of bodies gathered together and maybe listen to a speech, but there's got to be some sort of representation that takes place.
Yes, and Phil, there will be a box where I will invite people who have suffered the loss of road traffic casualties to put their names or a story that can be then put on the One Crash Is Too Many webpage that I've created to commemorate those stories of people that have lost. There will be flashing light keychains that will be given out. One crash is too many. There will be a couple of emergency vehicles on hand, likely to set the mood with lights flashing. There will be a recognition of the loss. There will be a couple of people saying some things, and an opportunity for people to remember, reflect on, and hopefully be motivated to make a change.
Oh, for God, good on you. You know what? One voice becomes two, and they tell two more, and they tell two, and next thing you know, 5 years from now, this becomes a day where a couple of thousand people gather at the corner of Orchard Park at Dilworth. I've almost bought it a couple of times. You're right. It's a terrible intersection. Anyway, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, is the call for God.